You may be getting those phone calls from numbers you do not recognize. You let them go to voicemail, and if a message is left, it's a robo-voice saying something like, press 1 now for important safety information about your neighborhood. What's that about? Is somebody trying to scare you? Well, quite possibly. Enough to scare you out of your money or a credit card number or something else of value. The older we get, the more tempting we are as targets for scammers. Seniors get taken all the time. Our first guest today has seen it and has some warnings for us. Indra Nicholas is the owner of Home Instead Senior Care of Central Point, a franchise of Home Instead, which is a national outfit, isn't it?
Correct, yes.
Okay, good to have you here. Thanks for joining
us.
Thank you. Tell us a bit about the business and how it works. You're basically helping people stay in their homes?
We are. We're an in-home care agency, so our expertise, our passion is to help seniors age in place, and part of that job, which we take very seriously, is protecting seniors, keeping them safe.
Is this kind of in-home care with assistance sort of like the last step? Are you sometimes the last people get to work with people in the home before they will sometimes transition to a facility?
It can be. We like to think that we're the last step in keeping them at home till end of life. So we often have seniors that can stay in their homes till the end of life, and that's our goal.
Do seniors get targeted because they are somewhat fragile in a number of different ways?
There are a variety of reasons why they get targeted. One, they're very trusting. They grew up in a different era where a handshake was your word and bond, and so they're very trusting. Also, they're less likely to report scams because of shame or embarrassment. And I think they're targeted more because people perceive that they have accumulated wealth over their lifetime.
I know we have talked to folks at like the Attorney General's office in the past, and it seems like one of the things we've been told is that they believe there is a lot of underreporting of senior scams.
Right, there is. And it's a little bit humiliating to realize you've been taken by someone, so a lot are not reported.
I noticed that the parent company from which you have a franchise, Home Instead, Inc., did a survey and found a large number of seniors who have been the victim of or at least some kind of attempted scam or hack.
Yes, over 60% have been. And we've all been scammed. I think they're more vulnerable. The computers are complex. The cyber world is complex. There's not a lot of understanding out there. So unless they're really computer savvy or have family members that have worked with them and taught them, they just don't know the dangers that are out there.
And they can lurk, honestly, on a lot of different sorts of websites, too. I keep getting the one about you need to update your Flash player.
Yes.
Flash updates itself.
Yes. There are a lot of different types of scams. What makes them vulnerable, besides the complexity of computers, many are on social media, Facebook, Twitter, and who doesn't love to share pictures or things happening about their grandchildren or kids? So that oversharing can be a concern. If they're putting names out there of their children, scammers can target those names and then use them to scam that senior. Personal information, addresses, vacation photos. These are, again, all things that we all should be careful of, but particularly seniors, they're not really thinking that way, that someone's going to scam them.
We've been talking about computers thus far. Is that the usual avenue of approach to seniors?
It's an easy avenue, and many seniors, most are online and active online, and they're retired, and they have a lot of time to spend online, and they do. Seniors do a lot of online banking, surprisingly. They shop online, and they're on social media.
Maybe you have a story to share with us about scams or attempted scams anyway, or things that you at least thought were somewhat fishy and decided not to follow through with them. Indra Nicholas is our guest on The Exchange. She owns Home Instead Senior Care of Central Point, and we're talking about senior scams. Join us with your story at 800-838-3760 by phone. Join us by email at jx@jeffnet.org. Be careful with your email, though. Now, I want to come back to the phone for a second because we still maintain a landline at the house so we can listen to messages that we decide not to pick up. And some of them sound kind of scary. You know, stand by for an important health information about your health bulletin about your neighborhood.
Yes.
Which sounds official.
Yes. And that's a common scam. They make it sound urgent or really important. And you have to do this now or don't miss this opportunity. So just that urgency is a big red flag that it's probably a scam.
Okay, so, let's talk about some of the things that people should do. Oversharing is one of the things you mentioned already about social media. So, what kinds of things should people keep in mind as guidelines when they're playing out there on Facebook?
Just don't put personal information out, addresses, phone numbers, names, if you can help it. You can also pick who you share to. So instead of public sharing, you can choose just to share with friends or just family. You don't friend people on Facebook that you don't know. Because as you know, Facebook, if you share with one friend, they share with 100 other friends. And so you have people out there getting your information that you don't know.
Love those questions on Facebook. Do you know this person?
Yes.
Like, no, I really don't.
I know.
I'm not sure why they're asking.
Don't accept a friend from them.
All right. So those are good guidelines. It sounds like for anybody about oversharing on social media. And you mentioned vacation photos. And is part of that the timing of when you put vacation photos up?
Correct. So if you're putting them up live, they know you're not home. And if they have access to your address, that can be bad news.
I noticed as I waded through some of the material from Home Instead, for which you own a franchise, that there's also a companion site, Protect Seniors Online.
There is, and it's a great site. It shares a few stories of scams that have happened. For instance, there were a couple on vacation, and they came home, and they had messages from distressed friends, "Are you okay?" And they said, "Well, what's going on?" Well, someone had gotten access to their computer and had sent emails out pretending to be them, asking for help or money. And their friends that knew they were on vacation might think they really needed help or money. And some people have fallen for that and send money out. Again, that urgency. Be aware of that.
Okay, so in that case, the senior becomes the pivot for the scam.
Correct.
Yeah, I have talked to people who have interviewed people who've fallen for the grandma scam. And
yes.
They felt really silly later on, but, you know, with the sense of urgency that was delivered there, it didn't really sound like my granddaughter, but, you know, it could have been a bad phone or something. So,
right.
So this is the one where someone calls, claims to be granddaughter, grandson, whatever.
Correct. Yes. And send me money. I'm in jail. I've heard of that one. And so one of our best practices is to think before you act. So don't just send money. Take time to think about it. I think if people think it through, they'll realize something's fishy here. And actually then try to contact the person and get the information direct from them. Another really common scam that I get a lot of in my email are from, it looks like a friend of yours, someone you know. I was getting one from my daughter, but the address was odd. And it just says simply something like, "This is cute," or "I think you'll like this." And then there'll be a link. And never click on those links. You don't know if you're getting malicious software on your computer or what it might lead to.
All right. So watch out for those ones. Like, yeah, you won't believe this. I mean, they're being set up like so much clickbait on the internet anyway. You won't believe what happens next.
Correct.
That kind of thing.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Grab your headphones. Let's take a phone. Whoops. We had a phone call and dropped that one out.
Okay.
We are still inviting people to join us here on the Jefferson Exchange. We're swapping stories about senior scams. Indra Nicholas has some ideas about how to look out for those, detect them, and guard yourself against them. 800-838-3760. If you'd like to join the conversation by phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. The person who had been on the line was going to ask about scams purporting to be from the IRS. That's another one where something sounds official, and I understand this is a fairly regular thing too.
Yes, very common, and especially now with tax season. And as you said earlier, they do sound scary. So someone official sounding will call and say, "You owe taxes, you owe this much money." And the one going around now actually gives you a P.O. box in Texas to send money to. The IRS would never send you an email asking for money. So just know that. But if you don't know, call that agency directly and ask them.
About emails and getting scammed through those. I mean, this is an old school trick called phishing, isn't it? Particularly where people are trying to get information out of you. So generally, how are you going to get contacted by the IRS or by your bank if there's something about your account, that sort of thing?
The IRS is generally by mail. And so they'll mail you something, and with it always has a number to call. And so I would recommend, even by mail, always calling that number and make sure you're reaching a legitimate organization.
Same thing for if you get contacted by a bank or something, are they generally going to do it through mail?
Right. Yes. Very few will contact you through email asking for your personal information, for sure, through email or to send money. That's just not done.
All right. So the big thing is, don't reply to those emails with information, account information, any of that stuff
right.
that could be used to grab your stuff.
Don't reply. And if it's a place you do business with and you're worried, you should just look them up and contact them directly. Another phishing scam are pop-ups. And you've probably seen that too. A window will pop up. A common one is saying your security is down on your computer and click this link. And again, that's just phishing, and don't click on those links.
Or it's scareware, which is my least favorite, where, send us $15.98 and we'll fix the problem in your computer. It's like, well, you are the problem in my computer.
Yes, yes.
So why should I pay you? Grab your headphones. We have a call from Tony in Eugene. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange. We're talking senior scams with Indra Nicholas.
Good morning.
Hi.
Thanks for bringing this up. I have an older friend in her 90s, and I have been, when I go over and visit her, the phone can ring even 3, 4, and I mean even 5 times within the hour of visiting her. And these are some kinds of robocalls and other things she hangs up. But one of the things that concerns me are 2 things. One, that we have so much material available online that can show how old a person is and where they live. Mm-hmm. And then 2, could you talk about ways to block on a phone, in this case a landline, certain kinds of numbers that might stop some of this calling?
Oh, good idea. Yeah, the number block thing. Good call. Thanks for that.
You're right. It is scary. There are a lot of calls. I'm not sure. I would contact a professional, especially whether it's computer or phone, on how to block numbers or keep them from calling. I know I use a professional IT person to make sure I have a good firewall on my computer to make sure all my security, antivirus and malware are all up to date, because over 50% of seniors have no antivirus on their computer and they just don't think about it or they don't know about it. So I would call a professional to find out exactly what to do with that. But that's good that she just hangs up and doesn't answer.
Is there still a don't call list? I mean, we talked about it a lot a few years ago, and it seems like even though don't call lists got circulated and confirmed at both federal and state levels, that it didn't stop people from calling us.
The don't call lists are generally from legitimate businesses that are trying to get your business, and you can have them stop calling, and they generally will. But these are scam artists, and so they're not going to stop calling. And once they know someone lives alone, is elderly, is so vulnerable, they will continue on. Another thing I would warn about, which is a good thing until it's in excess. We had a client who donated to charities, which is a great thing to do, of course. But once you donate, if you know how this works, they sometimes sell lists, and then you get more and more in the mail to donate to this or that. And she had a little bit of dementia, still lived alone. She was sending hundreds of dollars a month to these charities because she had a good heart and wanted to help, and she didn't really realize how much she was sending. And it never stops. And the more you send, the more they send letters to you. And so we ended up contacting her daughter, getting help, having her mail diverted through her daughter first to kind of take care of that.
Now that you bring up family members, I need to ask about how often it is family members who can take advantage of seniors. I know from having talked to the Attorney General's office in Oregon and California that it is often family members who will take advantage of a vulnerable senior, particularly financially.
It is, and that's more common actually than strangers. It's a fine line, and it's hard to catch, and it's hard to prosecute. But if there's any concern, you can contact APS, Adult Protective Services, or what we recommend is have professional caregivers that can go in like we do, and we're kind of a second set of eyes and ears to help keep that senior safe.
How much vetting do your workers go through before you hire them?
We do a lot of vetting. We call on at least 6 references, so we get a really good idea of their character, their work history. Of course, we do a thorough criminal background check. Our employees are bonded and insured. We do pre-employment drug screening as well and motor vehicle checks.
Does part of the training include keeping eyes open for things that might be happening to the seniors, like the scams we're talking about here?
Yes. Besides pre-employment screening, we also have a lot of interaction with our caregivers. We do extensive training, ongoing education and training, and we really work on that.
Does it seem like the trend is going in either direction, or is it just sort of a steady state thing where there, for every 5 scams that get blown up or retire, there's another 5 to take their place?
It's definitely increasing over time. I think the statistics are 12% in the last 10 years.
Mm-hmm. So it sounds like the real trick is to take a jaundiced eye toward anything that comes over your computer. If it doesn't look like somebody you know or somebody you contacted yourself, do not believe that it is on the up and up. Is that a safe way to look at things?
Right. And other easy steps are a secure password. A lot of seniors, my street is my password. So don't use personal information for your password. It should be at least 12 characters long, a mixture if you can. And I know I'm bad about this, so I can just imagine an elderly person whose memory is even worse than mine, which is bad. Using the same password for every account is not a good thing.
Right, especially if, as we've discovered from a lot of other previous segments, that people use the word password for their password.
Yes.
Not a good idea. All right, lots of good suggestions here. Indra Nicholas is the owner of Home Instead Senior Care of Central Point. Thanks for the tips today on how to look for and guard against senior scams.
Of course, and then just go to our online site, protectseniorsonline.com, and you can get a lot more information and help.
All right. Thanks, Sandra.